Welcome back to Coast, final hour with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, as we try to help steer you through a healthy environment here. If you can't get in, keep trying. All the phone lines are busy right now, but we will get to you when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, this hour is going to fly by with Dr. Joel Wallach, and of course we'll get to your calls. Doc, I email in. We've got many. 60-year-old male requires a cane for walking. He has muscle deterioration. What does he do?
Well, it's not unusual for people, you know, who are over 50 to begin to get arthritis and osteoporosis and back problem, degenerative disc disease, all these musculoskeletal things. And this is a perfect case where you need to get this guy to give up all the inflammatory foods, all the bad stuff. You know, we've gone over this many times, fried foods, processed meats, oils and gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. So you can maximize the absorption of food and eliminate a lot of inflammation. Then a guy like this, he could take the basic 90, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and it could come in several forms, either the healthy bone and joint pack or the healthy brain and heart pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And I would throw in what we call glucogel, which is the secret sauce to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, and bone matrix, and it's amazing. We take people who have not been able to walk for years, and within 90 days, they're actually winning national clay pigeon shooting contests with 12-gauge.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have gotten things for people in St. Louis. They'll tell me what's wrong with them, Doc, and I'll make a call or two, and then I'll help them out, and they just feel tremendous. And it happens relatively fast for these people.
Exactly, because the body requires these things, and if it doesn't have it, the body kind of goes into hibernation. And, of course, as you deteriorate, and if you're not rebuilding, your stem cells don't have the raw materials, you just go away. And so you have to have the raw materials constantly for your stem cells to be able to do their job to keep you maintained.
Back to the calls. Let's go to Sacramento, California. Shira is with us. Hi, Shira. Good evening.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I have a question that I need to ask that's quick up front, and then I have a little bit more extensive one.
Sure.
Just quickly, and a little testimonial with it. I'm doing a lot better with my lupus, sarcoidosis, ITP, all that, since I've been doing the turmeric and astragalus root and the vitamin D and the selenium. And ironically, with the selenium, I'm not having to use my corticosteroid inhalers hardly at all anymore.
Oh, that's great.
And so, yeah, and I learned that from here, listening to you two. So my question is, with the turmeric, how much is a safe amount to take, especially if you have had a history of bleeding problems? And I'll let you answer that, and then I want to ask my other question.
Okay. And, Doc, I take 500 milligrams a day of turmeric. But what do you think? You're the doc.
Well, we actually have a book called, Let's Play Herbal Doctor. It goes into all that kind of stuff. But somewhere between, depending on your body weight, 250 milligrams to 500 milligrams of turmeric. We have lots of products with turmeric and quercetin in there for just these sorts of things. Anti-inflammatories, they have wonderful antioxidant properties. And originally spices, of course, and they have wonderful antioxidant properties and can help you. But they're a relief sort of thing. They're not the sort of stuff that's going to rebuild. And when you have bone and joint problems, you definitely want to get the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and then take in the glucogel again so that you're actually giving your cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae and bone matrix, the raw material that needs to maintain itself. And then, again, like we got a dozen products with turmeric in it, which will, again, help reduce inflammation, which is oftentimes the source of your pain. And so there's no reason to suffer. And turmeric is a great, great antioxidant, 250 to 500, depending on your body weight.
Okay, sure. What else you got?
Okay, I wanted to thank you first for your prayers for my grandmother. Sadly, she passed away yesterday, made it one day past her 94th birthday.
Oh, it was a great run, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. 94. Going to the funeral a couple days. My question, and I'm asking this really for, you know, other listeners who might be going through this, what can you do for a relative that's in a nursing home that they're not getting the proper nutrients and supplements, and as you know, you can't even give them a Tum or something without getting an order from the doctors. Do you have any advice for this?
Yes.
She had congestive heart failure, and they were treating it so aggressively that it caused kidney disease. And I tried, I begged and begged the nurses and doctors to do something.
Well, you've given yourself the answer. What you have to do when somebody has congestive heart failure, which is a deficiency of a single vitamin, very easy to get rid of very quickly, it's a deficiency of a single vitamin. We've known that for 300 years, discovered by a Japanese naval surgeon. Very easy. Nobody should have congestive heart failure longer than 2 weeks, okay? But, of course, doctors like to do all kinds of drugs, and they also like to do surgeries and heart transplants, that kind of stuff. That's where they come from. And so what you have to do is move these patients out of the nursing home. Put them in home, put them in your home, and then get the Social Security and the Medicare and Medicaid nurses to come there and give them their baths and give them any medications they might need. And then you give them the nutrients you know they need. You give them the diet you know they need. That's the only way you're going to do it. You can't argue with City Hall in this case, trying to fight City Hall in these nursing homes. You're not going to be successful. And so you just have to avoid it. This is what these Social Security nurses and also the nurses from Medicare and Medicaid are for. They'll come out there, and their fees fit exactly what is being paid out by Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, so it's not any burden on their other insurances, and things work out very well when that happens. So you got to take more responsibility. The family's got to vote on this. We have wonderful things happen when this occurs because you're in control. When the doctor's in control, all they're going to do is give drugs.
That's true. Thanks, Shira. I appreciate it. Doc, how young must you be for supplementation?
People need to be supplemented with all 90 essential nutrients, George, for 6 months before they're conceived, all through the pregnancy they're developed in from the moment they're born until 10 years after they die.
I believe that. Yeah.
And if you do that, we can eliminate every birth defect you can name, and 10 times that many you can't. All birth defects are caused by nutritional deficiencies in the embryo. It's one of those failed theories that birth defects are caused by genetics. There's a new science called epigenetics, which I'm considered one of the fathers and founders of that science. And it's very clear that all birth defects are totally preventable. Most women, George, do not take prenatal vitamins until they miss two or three periods. The embryo is already damaged.
When a youngster gets autism, do you think it's because of the vaccines?
I don't think it is.
You don't.
I've been dealing with this since the old days, in the 1960s, when they were saying that hyperactivity, they lumped autism, ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, Asperger's, all those kinds of things into hyperactivity. It was just called hyperactivity back in the 60s and 70s. And doctors said it was caused by the red food dye in their food. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. And this is how crazy they are. And so now it's all Ritalin and drugs just to put these kids to sleep so they don't have to deal with it. And basically, all of these problems are nutritional deficiencies of the brain. You get these kids off all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, and sugar in their case, sugar. And then and we're talking about natural and processed, agave syrup, maple syrup, we're talking about molasses, honey, juices, fruit. There's no need to eat fruit and fruit juices. You can get everything you need from fruit and fruit juices by eating vegetables without the sugar damage. Then the 90 essential nutrients appropriate for body weight. One healthy start pack, for instance, is good for 100 pounds of body weight for a month. What if the kid weighs 50 pounds? That's a two-month supply. If they weigh 30 pounds, it's a three-month supply. And we take people, George, who are nonverbal. They're 15, 16, 17 years old. They've never made a peep, a noise. They're nonverbal, supposed to be autistic with Asperger's. They're half the size they should be in height for 16 years old. And within 90 days, they're reading the Bible out loud in church and singing in the choir. And in a year's time, they grow 14 inches.
All right, let's go to Tom. You've got a text, tweet. What do you have back there for us, Tommy?
Hey, Doc, we have a tweet in from Eric. Can you recommend some supplements to improve my eyesight and eye health?
Okay, the eyes require all 90 essential nutrients, of course. And, of course, again, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff. For Fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten get rid of all the inflammation. Eyes are extremely sensitive to inflammation. And there's three major eye diseases. One is cataracts, it involves the lens of the eye. One is glaucoma, which involves the blood vessels in the eye, causing the pressure in the eye to go up. And the other one is macular degeneration. I don't care if you've been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years with macular degeneration, that's easily reversible. In fact, we had a great testimony today in one of our events where this guy did exactly as he said, and he was losing his eyesight with macular degeneration. In 4 days' time, he's perfectly normal again. But this happens very quickly. And same way with glaucoma. You actually have to treat glaucoma like you do coronary artery disease with the 90 essential nutrients, plus what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. And then, let's see here, cataracts. If you catch them early enough, they're reversible. If you don't catch them early, you're going to need the surgery. But they're totally preventable. If you stay away from all the, again, the inflammatory foods, take your 90 essential nutrients, you'll do fine and never get a cataract.
Well, surgery is pretty safe now, isn't it?
Well, it's safe. Very few people die from surgery, from cataract surgery. Very few people
or go blind
and lose their eyes and so forth. And so it is a safe surgery. And we you know, see thousands and thousands of people all the time that have cataract surgery. And there's no need to be blind. But if you give these kids all 90 essential nutrients and keep them away from the bad foods, they'll never have cataracts.
Let's go to Tulare, California. Jesse's with us, Wildcard Line. Jesse, go ahead.
Yes, I had a MRI, and I had a diagnosed with a herniated disc.
That's not fun.
Yeah, in the lumbar 4 and lumbar 5 with excrusion.
Is it still? Are you still in pain, Larry? Jesse?
No, not anymore. But just wanted to know, why the doctor said I don't need surgery, but.
Okay, now are you having what would be called peripheral neuropathies when you get degenerative disc disease, squeezing the roots of the sciatic nerves, you get pain down your legs and your feet, burning, you get that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay, when you lay down at night, do you get creepy crawlies in your legs and get cramps in your legs when you lay down at night?
No, just when I, try to, pick up something kind of heavy.
Okay, and so that can cause problems when you try to bend over and pick up something. Okay, yeah, this is called a peripheral neuropathy. And so what do you weigh?
275.
275, Doc.
Okay, and how tall are you, sir?
6 feet.
6 feet, yeah, okay. Well, you need to lose about 75 pounds. And so, you know, again, you get off all the inflammatory foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. We brought around oats. And I would take 275, you're a perfect weight because it's 1 per 100 pounds of body weight of the healthy brain and heart packs. I'd get 2 large bottles of glucogel, so you can take 15 of those a day. And then I would take the stem cells, okay, which is the immortellium. Take 3 or 4 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And you're going to give your body what it needs to support and promote maintenance repair. And you'd be amazed. You might. The only negative is you might have to change the hems on your pants and things because you will regain some height as you support maintenance repair of those discs in between your vertebrae.
So you will grow, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
I'd like it. T, by the way, writes, email in, Doc, I've got swollen feet and ankles. What the heck can I do? He's 5'11", weighs 400 pounds.
Okay, 400 pounds, 5'11". This guy has a gluten intolerance. Because when you're that much overweight, probably doesn't have enough protein coming in, and this low protein will be something that can cause swelling in the ankles and the feet. Also, liver problems, fatty liver could be doing it, could have heart disease. Any of those things can cause it. And so let's look at a 400-pound guy. Ideally, he would take 4 of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. Okay, that may be a financial burden. And so he should not take any less than 2. Okay. And then I would take Rev, and he needs to get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten. But he needs to take Rev, and I'd get him 2 bottles a month of REV, Rev. It's a dropper bottle, George, and he can put a dropper full under his tongue 30 minutes for each meal, put a second dropper full under his tongue 15 minutes for each meal, and leave it absorbed through his oral tissues. And within 7 to 10 days, he'll start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day.
What does that do? What does that do when you put it in?
It stimulates the pituitary and the thyroid gland to make stuff that makes you lose weight. It accelerates weight loss, a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. I actually have a pastor on the East Coast who came to me at 440 pounds. We gave him the same exact stuff we're talking about here for our friend, and in 7 months, he went from 440 pounds down to 165. That was 4 years ago. He stayed on the 90 essential nutrients jars. He's never gained an ounce back. And everybody in his church has lost their weight, so that he's probably got the only church in America that doesn't have anybody who's overweight or obese.
Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hey, Barry, go ahead.
Hey there, George. I beat Cornelius and Joe from the blocks all tonight.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, Dr. Wallach,
yes, sir.
I don't know what's going on, but the 95% of the people out there that are gluten intolerant must be scared to death, but I swear I must be in that 5%. I'm 74 years old, weigh 175 pounds, I'm 5'11". My doctor just loves me. I eat probably a box of coffee ice cream every 3 days. I eat a box of mint chocolate chip.
Jeez, you should be a diabetic by now, Barry.
No, I don't have any diabetes whatsoever. I don't have any high blood pressure. I don't have any cholesterol problems. I don't take any medicine except oxycodone, the good old painkiller for low back pain. I've had a couple of laminectomies, and I've had both my hips replaced.
Well, there's some serious stuff going on there. So what I recommend, you get rid of all the bad foods, because your time is coming here. You've had the bad warning light.
It's going to catch up with you, won't it, Doc? It'll catch up.
Caught up with him. He's had a double hip replacement. He's had laminectomies, back surgeries. This is not a well guy, okay? The miracle is he survived those surgeries, doing all the bad things he's doing. And so my advice to you is you get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils and gluten, no sugar, and I would get on... again, two of those healthy brain and heart packs per month. Get those 15 glucogels in you a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Support, maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And I say the healthy brain and heart pack because all that stuff you're doing, I guarantee you, you got some plaque in your arteries, coronary arteries in your brain. You may wind up with vascular dementia. You're right at that age when suddenly now, why is that causing a problem now? I've been eating all this bad stuff all my life.
Yeah, and then bang, it happens.
Yep.
Bang, it happens. People like George Burns, when they lasted so long.
101 years of age.
I mean, he obviously did things right, didn't he?
Well, he did. He was a heavy supplementer, and he also did drink wine every day, which has resveratrol. It's an antioxidant,
right,
supports
right.
the immune system. And the French outlive us by 15 to 20 years, George, simply because they have a couple of glasses of red wine a day. And George was a wine drinker, and he did eat, you know, five or six eggs a day.
Well, that all helped. Doc, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with final phone calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, welcome back to Coast, final of phone call questions with Doc Wallach just ahead. Next hour, Uri Geller joins us, the mentalist. That's going to be a fascinating moment as well. And welcome back, Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, the website open and available to you now, as well as this phone number where people are there, humans, 1-855-949-7234 to help answer some questions that you might not have been able to pick up from Doc. Lots of information sharing your way. Doc, your energy level is unbelievable. You still traveling all over the place?
Oh, yes, sir. Last year I did over 400 lectures on, you know, Saturdays and Sundays, two and three lectures. I travel like 325 days out of every year.
Gosh, the airports are going to get busy these days. Lots of things going on there. Let's go to the phones. Joyce in Ithaca, New York, east of the Rockies. How can we help you, Joyce?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I used the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I began to lose weight. I had a long time of insulin dependent diabetes. Can't take insulin or any meds for diabetes or hypertension, and then I thought I was having a reaction, or I'm allergic to molds and stuff, and have yeast things going on.
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple questions here. So you're talking about type 2 diabetes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you had type 2 diabetes?
I think it was since, like, 1994.
Okay. All right. So, 23 years. And you're taking medication now, or are you just managing with diet?
I had not been able to use medication, and now I'm taking one oral medication, Invokana.
Mm-hmm. And so what's your blood sugar running?
It's still up in the 300s, and my A1C is really high.
Okay. What do you weigh?
I weigh about 215 pounds. I've lost almost 300.
Good. Okay, you've
lost 300.
How tall are
good
you?
For you.
How tall are you?
I was 5'7 and a half. Now I'm 5'6.
Okay, so you lost an inch and a half in height.
Where does the inch and a half go, Doc?
Well, their disc has got degenerative disc disease because she's not getting enough raw materials absorbed. She's got a gluten problem. So why she's taking all these medications and her blood sugar is still way too high and her A1C hemoglobin is way too high because she's not efficiently absorbing that medication. Okay, so the first thing you have to do is get drop-dead gluten-free. No wheat, bread, rye, oats. You got to get rid of all that stuff, okay? Grains and bread and crackers and cookies, even if they're gluten-free, will make your sugar go up. And so you need to be eating steamed vegetables, excluding potatoes of all kinds, okay? Steamed vegetables and fish, steamed vegetables and poultry, steamed vegetables and red meat and steamed vegetables and eggs. At 219 pounds, and you should weigh at 5'6", I would like you to see a woman weigh 140, and so you need to lose about 80 pounds, okay? You need to lose about 80 pounds here. And I would have you take two, again, of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I'd go ahead and get three bottles of the what we call Sweeties and have you take three of those three times a day. And they're designed, again, to support healthy blood sugar levels, to support healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism and cellular levels. But you and everybody in the family has got to be drop-dead gluten-free. We're talking about spouse, partner, mother-in-law, renter, dogs, cats, bird, fish, kids, brothers and sisters. Everybody in the household has got to be drop-dead gluten-free. I mean, you can't even say the word out loud.
And again, tell us what gluten is, Doc.
Well, gluten is the proteins found in wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and it's extremely irritating. When people have gluten intolerance, that's 95% of the human population, George, their intestines will look like they've been eating poison ivy for salad.
Oh, my gosh.
It is ugly. And, of course, there's so much swelling and inflammation there that they cannot absorb nutrients sufficiently. And you know, being around entertainers, you've heard people talk about headaches that they have. They can take two bottles of aspirin and won't touch it, you know, and the doctors can't figure it out. They got a gluten problem. They're not absorbing the aspirin. So you get them gluten-free, and you got to be careful. They got to drop down to two aspirin a day because if they're going to take two bottles of aspirin again, they're going to kill themselves in an aspirin overdose. But the reason why the aspirin's not working is they're not absorbing it.
Yeah, I take a baby aspirin every day, 82 milligrams.
Yeah, but that's you're trying to just stop keeps blood
the,
clots.
Yeah, it just keeps the blood thin.
Yeah, okay. So at any rate, I would also have him take, let's see here. Like I said, three bottles a month of the Sweeties, so you can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. But it's got to be drop-dead gluten-free so you can absorb this stuff. Get away from all the inflammatory foods and all natural sugars, okay, fruit juices. And to lose the weight, you need the Rev, R-E-V, two dropper bottles a month, and put a dropper full on your tongue 30 minutes for each meal. Put a second dropper full on your tongue 15 minutes for each meal. Let absorb through old tissues. Within 7 to 10 days, you'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. That's failed medical theories, George. We're the number one obese nation in the world because we believe the doctors who said being overweight and obese is lack of exercise and eating too much. No, it's a simple nutritional deficiency, and we've known it for 85 years.
Do you get into arguments with medical doctors about cholesterol levels?
I don't get in arguments with them because they don't like to talk to me. Okay, I have had a few of them threaten to murder me but, on the air. They thought they were on the radio. But they were actually on the air live, and I have hundreds of thousands of witnesses.
Jeez.
And so it's quite the thing. But no, they don't like to talk to me. And so if they come to my lectures and they're a medical doctor, they usually, and I say, are there any health professionals in the room? They don't raise their hands because they're wanting to see what I'm going to say, what when I'm moving into their territory, so to speak. And we just don't see a lot of medical professionals, except we do see a lot of pharmacists. We see a lot of naturopathic doctors. We see a lot of nurses. Nurses are very good about joining us. And pharmacists are second, and maybe some PAs, physicians, assistants, and nurse practitioners. The medical doctors, you know, they want to use billing code.
You still there, Doc? Lost him again. So we'll get him back on again. The gremlins are out to get the good doctor, to be sure. There's no doubt about that. But we're with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-7234. He is in the Midwest tonight and is experiencing some rough weather there. So let's take a couple other calls. I'm not going to give any advice, but I'm going to hear what you have to say. Linda is in Windsor, Canada, near my old hometown of Detroit. Hey, Linda, it's me.
Hi, George.
I think we got the doc back too, Linda, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said eggs because I really do like eggs. And I have bought eggs like $2 a dozen, and I just bought like a few dozen of these eggs at $8 a dozen because they come from this special farm. But I want to know, is there any difference in egg quality? You know,
There's quality differences in every food you can buy. And so you need to, you know, I'd find out where the eggs are coming from. You can tell when you crack the egg open that yolk needs to stand up a half inch above the white of the egg. If the yolk is at the same level, flat like the white of the egg, I wouldn't eat the egg. It's old, been mishandled.
Really? Would you go organic, Doc?
Organic is expensive.
Yeah.
Doesn't increase the nutritional value of the food, but it does guarantee you that there's less pollution in it. Okay? But I eat anywhere from 6 to 10 eggs a day. Being on the road is a little difficult, but I can eat 6 to 10 eggs a day just because of circumstances. And, of course, eggs are the source of the raw materials to make estrogen, to make testosterone, prevent ED, so you don't need to buy Viagra and Cialis. It actually will prevent, eggs will prevent Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is an egg deficiency. Doctors and their statin drugs to lower cholesterol, which is really a crime because cholesterol has nothing to do with cardiovascular disease. Cholesterol is not the cause of plaque in your arteries. And in fact, cholesterol is an essential nutrient. And they didn't have low T and ED and menopause at age 30 and adrenal problems and Alzheimer's disease until they started telling people to give up cholesterol. And they came up with Cialis and Viagra, Premarin, which is made from horse urine. And then, of course, they came up with all these drugs for Alzheimer's disease. And Alzheimer's disease is a simple deficiency. It's a physician-caused disease, and it's certainly 100% reversible, 100% preventable.
Are hard-boiled eggs good for you?
They're a good source of protein. You get some vitamins and minerals out of it, but you're not going to get the cholesterol, which is what you need to maintain your brain and your hormone levels. And so I prefer soft boil with a soft yolk, soft poached with a soft yolk, soft scrambled in butter. And then you're going to get enough good cholesterol that's going to allow your ovaries, testicles, adrenal glands to make hormones and also allow your brain to maintain itself and make sure the white matter, the myelin, the insulation material of the brain is maintained. When that goes away, the naked nerve fibers all tangle up. You get the classic nerve tangles and you get Alzheimer's disease. It's a physician-caused disease, George. And Alzheimer's disease, since 1952, has killed more people than the Nazis did during the Second World War.
Jeez. If you eat a lot of candy bars and things like that, and then you fast and get your blood test for a glucose test, will it still be in your system?
Well, it depends on if you're supplementing. If you're supplementing with all 90 essential nutrients, including the nutrients necessary to let your insulin talk to your cell walls, and so your insulin and your cell walls can actually manage your blood sugar, but it requires those nutrients, okay? And we find them in our Sweeties. We actually have a new product called Gluconex, okay, which is sort of the next generation of Sweeties. And it helps your insulin talk to your cell walls and so you can manage sugar better. But your sugar will inflame your arteries and be the source of plaque in your arteries. It'll make your triglycerides go up, which oxidize and can actually give you cancer and, again, artery disease. And so you want to stay away from the sugars and your triglycerides will come down just by staying away from sugar.
All right, let's go back to Tom for a final text or tweet. Tom, what do we have?
This is a text from Marty in San Jose. It says, "Hey, Doc, can you settle an argument between my sister and I? I eat a lot of broccoli, and she says too much is not good. I say you can't eat enough. Who's right?"
Your sister's right because broccoli is a cruciferous vegetable. Cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale interfere with thyroid function. And if you want to have thyroid issues and have to take thyroid hormones, or maybe even doctors will be aggressive and kill your thyroid with radioactive iodine or surgery to remove it, keep eating lots of broccoli. You know, two servings a week is great, but having it in your omelets for breakfast, having it as a side on your lunch, and having it as in your salad at dinner time, don't do it. That's why vegetarians have a problem. Too much broccoli.
Too much broccoli. Interesting take. Let's take some final calls here, Doc. We've got Alice in Hitchcock, Texas. Alice, thanks for calling. Go ahead. Alice, you're with us? Alice is no more. Oh, well, let's go to...
He went to Wonderland.
Exactly. Let's go to Chris in Redmond, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Chris, go ahead.
Wow, this is exciting. Good evening, guys.
Hello.
Okay, I'm 58 and always been active until about 11 years ago. I was playing tennis with young people as a practice partner, and I started getting a pain. And I went to a doctor, and I was told that I had a trashed hip. Now, fast forward to about 14 months ago, and I had a fairly severe allergic reaction, more than likely due to long-term exposure to chemicals at work. Okay, they put me on drugs, kicked me around from doctor to doctor, and as I wean myself off the drugs, my joint pain has gotten worse, and I will occasionally have a flare-up of the same allergic...
We've only got a few moments here, so I need to ask you, how much do you weigh?
How much do you weigh?
175. I'm 6 feet.
Okay, that's not bad.
175?
Had good blood pressure, had blood work done, everything's good.
Okay, good. All right, well, you're getting typical osteoporosis, degenerative bone disease, which comes with age when you're not supplementing properly or have gluten intolerance, and even if you're supplementing properly, you can't absorb it. So you need to get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or gluten, and no, in your case, no carbonated drinks. It means even ones you think of as being benign, like club soda and ginger ale, got to get rid of all carbonated drinks because they neutralize stomach acid and reduce the efficiency of absorption of minerals. Then I would take, again, the two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Get the 15 glucogel a day. That's two large bottles of glucogel, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's going to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And you'll be amazed. If you're gluten-free and you're really, really bearing down on the gluten and not even saying the word, and your dry dog food and your spouse and your mother-in-law and your renter and all your kids are gluten-free, you'll be a miracle man. You'll be a great testimony because you will see results within 90 days. You'll be a new man. Your body wants to heal itself. You have genes and DNA and RNA and telomeres that are ready to go to work, but they need the raw materials to make it happen. They can't just do it. They are a blueprint. They need the raw materials.
Chris, good luck there. Fellow Ben writes in about his wife, says she has Lyme's disease, can't take antibiotics because it flares up candida. What does she do?
Okay, well, a lot of times, George, when somebody has Lyme's disease for 6 months, 10 years, 25 years, they're taking antibiotics every day for 25 years, really not Lyme's disease. They have a gluten intolerance, and the doctor can't figure it out. And so he can't send in an insurance bill for I don't know. So he sends in an insurance bill for Lyme's disease because insurance will pay for Lyme's disease, and the patient suffers and suffers and suffers and may even die early because he didn't get it right and they're not absorbing nutrients. Almost always, 99.9% of the time, when somebody has Lyme disease longer than 2 weeks, it's a disease easily killed with antibiotics in 2 weeks. Like syphilis, you can kill it in 2 weeks. Same with Lyme disease. If anybody has Lyme disease longer than 2 weeks, they got a gluten intolerance. They need to get gluten-free. Everybody in the household's got to be gluten-free. They take their 90 essential nutrients, and whatever their problem is will go away.
Let's take another quick call. John is in Terry Hall, Maryland. First time caller. Let's get you in, John. Minute and a half to go. Go ahead.
Hi, George and Doc. God bless you for taking my call.
Sure thing, John.
Thank you. I'll start with something amusing. I went to the doctor and asked him about supplements 2 years ago, and he told me to take white bread, Wonder Bread. It has all, it's fortified with vitamins. If you eat white bread, it has every vitamin you need. I didn't go back to him.
Yeah, well, that doctor should go to jail because when he gives people that kind of advice, he's actually killing people, and he should go to jail for reckless endangerment.
Never went back to him. Anyway, I have a lot going on with my body, and I am now disabled and not working, and I didn't know.
Okay, disabled, what does that mean? You're in a wheelchair or what?
I have severe arthritis and gout.
Okay, Doc, we only have 45 seconds, Doc. Go ahead.
Seconds. We only have 30 seconds left, so you got to get rid of all the bad stuff. Okay, so your liver can break down the uric acid. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. Absolutely, you want to take, what do you weigh? What's your weight?
265.
265, Doc.
265. Okay. Ideally, you'd get 3 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, but since you're disabled, you may not have the money. I would go with a minimum of 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. I'll also get 2 large bottles of glucogel. You can take 15 of those a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. If you have pain because of the gout, get the CM cream and also the trauma oil, T-R-A-U-M-A. Put 5 drops of trauma oil in a tablespoon of the CM cream, apply that to whatever joints hurt you, or tendons, or ligaments, or muscles hurt you. Within 10-15 minutes, you'll get significant or total pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. You can do that 2-3 times a day.
There you have it. Doc, we're going to see you in a month. CriticalHealthNews.com. There are folks out there waiting to help you, by the way, if you didn't get on. 1-855-949-RADIO.